further ado, Rabosai, Kuf Ches Amud Beis, Sha'af Ein Hayo Ba'oso Anes. So, by now, I assume that most of you are close to finishing the Ma'amar Koma. So, anyone finished yet? Finished already? Uh-oh. You guys finished. So, okay, there'll be more Ma'amar Koma coming up. Not tomorrow, the next day. Good. And we should really speak about the general timing. We have only a month left to pace up by definition. Today's Tetzvah for the base. I'm going to try to finish up the Yonim of Arbe Pesachim and have a Hazara before Yontif. So that's the tentative plan. The details will be filled in a later date. Fine.
Do we have one share of just like trying to cover ground from like the original Pesach?
We will believe that and be finished with this. Our Yonim of this parish will lean that before Pesach. Believe that? Yeah. Take an extra one just to be sure to play it safe. There's plenty of food. Rabbi said there's no shortage here. No shortage. You probably saw in the Ma'amar Koma that a little bit later on is a brisa about women in Arba Kosis. I assume you know, to the end of the same Amud. Tana Rabbanan. Hakol Chayavim Ba'Arba Kosis Halolo Echad HaNoshim Ve'Echad Noshim. Enough of the brisa. Why was it Yeshua B'Levi say this on his own? Noshim Chavas Avinos B'Neis. The Rosh Hashi asks this question. Turn to the Rosh Hashi and see his fascinating discussion. Again, feel free to have a little extra suda here. Bibui sudas and shushan purim is a mitzvah. All within your diet. Some of them have to break a diet for this. That's not what I'm saying. But within what you normally eat, you have a little bit extra. Alright? Says the Rashash. The third piece. Hakol chayavim barbakos echad noshim. L'chora havel ashas tisayeya mehaf reis er b'shul ben levi liyel. Why they call this as a riot of b'shul ben levi? I'm ashakos with b'brochot b'shem Ramban. And unfortunately, don't tell you where it is in brochot. I'm sorry, let's say. Chavav. I thought it was a b'chule. It's true, it's brochot chavav, that's where he says it. B'shem Ramban. I looked it up. There it says that the Ramban, ooh, we're going to have something to eat before you sit down. Food, more food. No, it's
okay.
Where's the food? Let's put down over there. Okay. Put on a chair. Why on the floor? On the chair.
Oh, the chair.
Yeah, right in the middle of the middle of the people. Right. Rove up. Right in the middle of the. And we just come feel good to nash in the middle of the shit. Get hungry. Takes a little extra. Okay. But it says below Yavra. I mean, that's what's moving out to this tomorrow. But the Baltashka said that trumps below Yavra when it comes to these things. Okay, Rabbi Sam. I looked it up. The Ramban is in Biyachovitz too, that's right. It's supposed to Shloshim Yom, that's right. It's in time to start Biyachovitz. Much of it's in there is Chovitz. In any event, the Ramban there says in Torah's Adam, which is the same primarily in Chosavelus, you find in Shas other places where they could have brought a riot to an Amor from a Brisa or a Mishnah, they didn't do it. Okay. Hoche Yishlamo, oh, Dikele Mitchi. Nakavona Bekan. Hena Lechayimetz Baalein, Liten Lehen. If you look at the brisa alone, you get an impression only the husband has to make his wife have his wife arrange for his wife to have four cups of wine. Same as tinokos, it's clear the obligation is only on the father to give to the kids. So that's the brisa would not prove there's any independent obligation on the women. This already now we're talking big time. What is exactly the nature of the chiyuv of women in all these afe and ayboso anes situations? Is it to do it the same as men did it? Or to do it differently than men did it? Or not to do it at all? Have it done for them or with them, as the case may be. So that's three possibilities raised by the Rosh Hash. Fine. Rabbi said, let's go on further. Interestingly, the same with Devar Shmuel, like he's making a comeback, he says he thinks the reason why Yeshua Ben Levi said what he said over and above the Brisa, the Raya no Raya, he goes from a different angle, is to tell you that Afen Hoyo Boso Anes is the entire reason why women are Chayav. Nafkamina? Who normally has the same status as women? Avodim. Are Avodim Chayav in Arba Kosis? What do you think? So the Dvar Shmuel says you only see the Brisa, you'd say yes, because we have Lo Lama Isha. Have the Shuvah Navy, and says no. It's because Afin Hayav also an ace. Doesn't apply to Avodim. That's what the Dvar Shmuel says. Fascinating. Fascinating. We'll come back to this as we go. Okay. Let's chazer again. And we spoke about some of this on Thursday. We have to review it again. People have a chance to forget since Thursday. Especially those who were, had a little extra to drink. So it's not just a matter of 3 days having passed. But a little bit more than that. So you may recall that I mentioned to you on Thursday that Tosus here in Masechta Pesachim Chuf Ches Amud Beis is a kasha from Sukkah. Tosus that did Masel Hoyu. Tosus says the Hod Armina the Pturus from Sukkah. Afal Gad Afal Hoyu Beosu Aneis Kibas Sukkah So Shafti Hosam Beasei the Oraisa. Avol Ba'bo Kosus the Rabbanon. That the principle of Afin Hayav Oso Anes only applies to Mitzvahs Asei Derabbanan. Does not apply to Mitzvahs Asei Dorais at all. This is in conflict with Tosfos Masechta Megillah. Tosfos Masechta Megillah on the Avdalah Amud Aleph. Can you put on the screen just so it can make people easier? I'm going to read it to you from Megillah. You don't have Megillah in front of you. I'll read it to you. If you give me Megillah that Avdalah Amud Aleph, if you give me the, I don't know. Put this. I like when people see things inside, but for the moment, quote unquote, read it from outside. Tosfos and Avdalah Amud Aleph Masechta Megillah, there are two consecutive Tosfos which are both important for us. One is called Noshim, and one is called Sha'af. So they're back to back. Since we're holding today Shushan Purim, it's certainly appropriate for us to delve into two important Tosfos in Masechta Megillah on the Avdalah Amud Aleph. The Tosfos on the Avdalah Amud Aleph is bothered by a question. Gabe Matzah, Yesh Maksha, Lomali, Hekesha, the Chol Shiesh, the Baal Tokh Al Chometz. Yesh of the Kumba Chol Matzah, Take Le Mitam, Shafanai Boso Anex. Notice, Tosfos is a kasha from where? From Matzah. Here they ask kasha from where? Thank you. From Sukkah. Okay? For the moment it's good, and I may need it for more things, but for the moment.
Okay.
Okay. So we have the Tosfos, you see it right in front of you. It's right at the bottom of this, towards the bottom of the screen. They ask kasha from from Matzah. Why is it Afin Hayav Oso Anes? What do they answer? Should the Haitaim Alo Machaiva Elevad Rabbonim Ilav Me'akesha. Against that Tosfos. Our Tosfos answer by the Rises, you don't say Afin Hayav Oso Anes. Tosfos here in the first verse, you do say it, but you only say it at the level of the Rabbonim. So therefore, Abosai, the Hekesh to Chometz teaches you that we're Menachayiv and Matam and Doraisa. But had it not been for that, they'd be Chayiv and Rabbonim. Second terrace. But Yosef Yishu Shalayim Tirits. Sakatai Dech Lemif Dream Exer Shavu the Tetzvav Tetzvav Dech Haga Sukkos. Could the Pirish Pirich Eil over him. Sochem Mem Gimel. What does he say? No! Afein Hoyobo so aneis with Mechayiv a woman in a mitzvah, I say the oraisa, mid oraisa. And the only reason why not over here, you might have thought we derived it from Sukkah. Why not they say it by Sukkah? They don't ask the kashi. We'll see soon. They only ask the kashi. They ask from Matzah. They don't ask from Sukkah. Here, Altos asks the kashi from Sukkah and says you don't apply after everybody's anes at all to mitzvahs I say the oraisa. This doesn't apply. Finish. Doesn't apply. To the three opinions, about such a critical three opinions. Does the principle of Afin Hayav Oso Anes apply Rabosai to Mitzvahs Asei D'Oraisa? Three opinions. One, the last opinion, it applies even mid D'Oraisa. Two, the first opinion of Megillah, it applies mid Rabbanan. Three, Tosfos Pesachim Daf Kuf Ches doesn't apply at all. Wow, three G'dayli Olam and Tosfos, three Shittas. Whether you apply Afin Hayav to say the Raisa, and if so, what level do you apply it? Is it clear as day? Everyone catch it? Did we mention this on Thursday a little bit? Do you want to do this? This is a little chazara. I want to make sure it's not ad lo yoda completely. But we're reviewing it again, because it's important to review everything and to see it actually. We didn't see it on Thursday. We just spoke about it. Now you see it in bold relief. Okay? You see it. So there are three sheetness in Bosei Mishon. Kamzah Bechanan, and is bothered. Why does himself? Why does Tosi ask the kasha from Sukkah? Why aren't they ask the kasha from Matzah? Says Tosis is the Rebbe Chanan as follows, because Tosis here is sure that Rav Yosi from Yerushalayim is certainly wrong. Forget about that. That's not under consideration. Forget about Rav Yosi from Yerushalayim. That's out. Therefore, Abosai, there's no kasha from Matzah. Why? Because Matzah, they're chayim and derisa from the Hekesh. And the most you can imagine, says Tosis in Masechta Pesachim, is that it be chayim and derabbanan. So they have no cash at all from Matzah. They have a cash from Sukkah. Why, in fact, are they not chayim at least midrabbanan? At least that's a good cash. What do they answer? Does not apply to a derisa at all. This being the case, Rabbi Yosef says, Rabbi Chanan, a woman should be potter from Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim. Remember, I had a bring a Yosef here, we went to it on Thursday, remember a little bit, right? So then he quotes that they should be potter with the rise of Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why? Afein hoyo ba'olso anes does not apply to mitzvahs asay the orais. Ad kan, Rabbi Chanan. The only way out, if it's derived from matzah. Why may it derive from matzah? You already told us for now that Mar Makomos, you almost finished. Kuf Tezayin with base. The Gemara says that if matzah is manazeh as deraisa, then Haggadah is deraisa. Matzah derabbanon, then Haggadah is derabbanon. You see the very close link between these two mitzvahs. Ad kana b'chonon in os reish yud gimel. In reish yud dal, he takes it one step further. And he quotes Rav Osai Aran. Can you get me a Mordechai in Megillah? Can you get me? I need Tufshin Ayin Tess. You can erase everything else now except for the Tosfos. I need the previous Tosfos in Megillah. Not Shach. We did finish Shach. No Shach. Right.
We're okay. We can leave it.
You know the truth. I don't even know. I didn't even need Tosfos. Give me the Mordechai. It's good enough. Okay. Give me the Mordechai Tufshin Ayin Tess and Tufshin Pei. Okay. And the Sefer Megillah. So, no Mordechai?
No, I'm just.
Oh, sorry. So he asked the following question. The Ran discusses the question of women being obligated to Shalosh Shudas. And the Ran quotes Rabbeinu Tam, which we'll see soon in the Mordechai, that the Chai could offer an Ebosom Anes, the nation of the Mon. Says the Ran, you don't need that. Says the Chai in Kiddush, to the Chai in Kol Mitzvah Sayom. Right? With me so far? Frek, Rabbi Chanan, Reish Yud Dalet. Who needs Afen, Rabbi Boso Anais? Say the same thing. They're Chayev and Matzah. They should be Chayev and all Mitzvahs Hayom. That's Rabbi Chanan's Kasha. That's his Kasha. No, it's Reish Yud Dalet. That's his Kasha. He gives no answer. My answer might be that it's fair to say that Zohar, which is the source for the Mitzvah of Kiddush, could apply in some broader sense to all of the positives of Shabbos. Everyone knows Shabbos is the negatives, and Zohar is the positives. It's not so easy to say that Arba Kursus is included in Matzah. Not quite the same. It's just not quite the same. So there's no evidence. You can't automatically assume that they'd be Chayev in Arba Kursus just because they're Chayev in Matzah. What about the Kasher from Sukkah that we have over here? Comes on the Kapas Tomorrow. In Sukkah Laflam and Chesem and Beis, the following interesting answer. He says, this kasha of Sukkah is only a kasha according to Shitas Rashi, not according to the Rashbam. Because the Rashbam said, it's only because the women created a miracle. They created the miracle of Sukkah, of Pesach, Knashat Tukkanias, Purim, Esther, Chanukah Yehudis. No good, doesn't work?
Tough Rish Ayin.
It's Tufshin.
Tufshin Ayin
Tess. Tufshin Ayin Tess and Tufshin Pei. Those are the two. Make it a little bigger if you can. If you can't, you can. Can you guys read this print? A little bit hard. But they can read it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. Good. Thank you. Ayin Tess and Pei. Good, thank you. Yes, sir.
What?
When
the Pesach says they created the miracle,
I guess,
what is that?
The Schus, Noshin, Sitkan, Yus, Nigla, Bethany, Mitzrayim. It's right over here.
Yeah, exactly what does that mean?
You don't believe it, huh? You're a man. Misogynist. I told Rashi quotes it. Notice that Rashi here Rashi is against, it's like a Rashba. Rashi in Megillah is against Rashba. So see what Rashi will come to that soon. V'schan noshim tzitkonius nigla shavos adon nigla shine. The women did it. Women power. You don't believe it? We'll come back. We have some people like you too. But so far, it's a schar of the noshim, and therefore doesn't apply to sukkah. Then I answer the kasha. So said the kapas tomorrow in sukkah daf lamed ches amud beis. He goes as far as to say the quote of Rashi and Rashbam, af hein hoyu ba'oso anes is the time of the krah for the obligation of women in matzah. Time of the krah. Well, Rashi in the time of the krah. But that's what he says. And that's what, if you look on the in the Baruch Tav, on Hagos, on Toriyev, and Megillah Daf Dal, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. Fine? Fine. Obviously, for the second tayah we saw before, Yosef Yishu Shalayim, Kasha doesn't begin. Kasha and Matzah doesn't begin, and Sukkah doesn't begin. Because it's the Nachayev and the Rice. That's what the Toriyev and Daf Dal points out. Fine. Rabosai comes along the Sfasemes in... and says, to answer this kasha, women were not included in the shibud at all. Now hold on one second, I may have to take something. Women are not chayim in the shibud at all. Pasuk mafurish. Kol habena yilo darot hashlichu, v'chol habas lechayim. You believe it? That the women were not included in the shibud? Pilei ploy. They weren't included in the shibud. Okay, I'm just telling you what's quoted. Hold on a second. We're not finished yet. We'll see all the sources as well. It's against the Mefurisha Gemara, famous Gemara. What's that Gemara? What's that vote as Parach? They switched. You see that? What's going on? It's obvious that everyone's working, men and women. Says it's Fasemis. It just happened once. That wasn't the big deal. Now hold on a second. You think it's nuts, right? Something says Achronish Torah. Look at the Mordechai. It's right in front of you on the screen. Right in front of you on the screen. Let's read together. Here we go. Here's what we've heard by Shalosh Shudas. Rabbi Natan Mes was asked, if Noshim Chayavos B'Shalosh Shudas B'Shabbos, V'Heshiv, D'Vadai Chayavos, She'afein Hoyo B'Yuridas Hamon, Ha'Deikein Niskan Shalosh B'Shabbos. So the Razi don't even need this. I told you before, it's included in Zohar. Fine. Pirish Rashi, Rabbi Pesachim, She'ikra Neis Hoya Yodan, Ne'chanika, Chuson Shudas Konius, a lashon l'mashar is against the lashon. Fine. We shall be. Af ayoy b'osu sakona l'hash l'neis l'hashmin l'arav l'yaber. The af al gav the paralo goes the l'aschorim. Hey, what's that gada? Paralo goes the l'aschorim.
That's the drowning, you know. Yeah, he's quoting the specific part that
af him goes. Okay. Well, look what he answers. Mikol makom hanoshim lohoyu yocholos iskayim below aschorim. The people of Israel will become extinct, gentlemen. Without men, as great as the women are, we're big ladies men. But without men, women cannot procreate. They didn't have cloning in those years, and I don't know if they could do it even now. So we would become extinct. We would become extinct. That's what would happen. That's what he says. Yes, sir.
He's saying the nace isn't from Abdus Lacheris, it's from death to life.
Extinct. Extinction. It's not a death. Extinction. We've become extinct. No males. The females, they all live till 120 years, full lives. But after that, that'll be the last generation of Jews. That's what he, am I reading it right? Am I making it up? He says, "Parallel gozer el alaschorim." You thought it was ridiculous. Yeah, but Mordechai says so. Yeah.
I mean, couldn't we learn that Afhen Ayub, Afhen Ayub also has to mean they were involved in every part of the nation, since they were mufka from one part of the Shibu?
Maybe. Let's go further. The Intoma, Yiu Noshim Chayavos Besukah Sha'af and Hoyo Benes and Ani Yakovid. Hey! So what did the Torah have an answer? Quote of Yosef, it's Yerushalayim, it's no Kasha. Why not? Because no, it doesn't apply to Doraisis. And if you hold like the Rashbam that they made the Nes, it also doesn't apply. But the mainstream position, So why shouldn't it apply? Right? V'chein yuchay avos b'matzah mitam zeh. U'matzah tam l'chol sheyesh l'v'al tov v'chom v'zeh l'v'al tov v'chom matzah. But he adds the extra twist. The women of Chayim had the nesem and aniyah covered. V'yesh lomah. L'arminan haitayma el b'milsa derabonan. called Megillah v'Chanuka v'Dal Kol. We all talk about the Yisrael Shalai. Good. Rabbosai says something very interesting over here. All three Mordechais have the same Yisrael. That Afen Hoya also Anes means literally Anes. A miracle transpired with respect to the women. Does not require what? Does not require another word that's being used around in this context. No. Tosis right over in front of us. What word? The four letter word. What word do I have in mind? Tosis. Don't look at the screen, look at your Gemara. Tosis Hoyu. One of the four letter words in that Tarsus is exactly what I'm looking for, which the Mordechai and Megillah seems them three different times to discount. Not necessary. What's the word? Come on, guys. Sakana, exactly. Sakana. All three cases of the Mordechai, as far as we can tell, there was no Sakana for the women. They'd live 120 years. Kind of extinct. It's not a Sakana. What else? The mon came as a gift from heaven. They could have scrounged around for some food, wouldn't have died of starvation of Shuto. And finally, Ananiah covered, as the name implies, is covered. Covered is not Sakana. Covered. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Vajra has a tshuva on this. Chazon Avajra, we quote, so Aruch HaNer says, no, it was a Sakana that the Ananim, killed all the snakes and scorpions that would have killed the Jews. So the Ravadja, no, that's the Onah HaOlech Lefneim. And then the Akava, which surrounded them on top, that was just for the sake of Kom. Adkan Ravadja. So all the Hatzara Shava, all these three Mordechais, is that he does not require Sakana. He does not require Sakana. Fine. It's interesting, Rabbeinu Manoach says like the Talmidim in this Shir. What are you talking about? The women certainly were involved. What are you saying? How could you say the women were involved in the Shiva Mitzrayim? You can find this in Perek Zayin, in Ilchus Chametz Matzah, Halacha Zayin. He says, it's clear as day. From the Gemara in Sota, we quoted before, that Parah mixed up the work of the men and the work of the women, that they were certainly involved in the Gzeira of Parah. Let me read it to you. Come on. So Talmidim don't feel bad. There's a Rishon, Rabbeinu Manoach, in your corner. But the other Torah we're suggesting so far. Okay, fine. I saw in the Otz Mefarshim, I don't know if I have it here, the Otz Mefarshim, who said that somebody, I don't remember who, that if you have only enough money, for one cup, who gets it? The man or the woman? He says, depends on the machlokas, Rashi, and Tosis. If the women are the main, because they created, they did the miracle, so they should have kedima. If it's af, that's just because they were enslaved, and the man has kedima. Fascinating. I think the man should have kedima no matter what. Nothing to do with Rashi and Tosis, for reasons we spoke about it already on Thursday, that his scheme is on a higher level or more encompassing than hers. But that's neither here nor there. What about Avodah? Right, so I mentioned Avodah a little bit earlier today. We mentioned a little bit on Thursday. I'm going to go to the source for Bosai is the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef, not here in Ilchos Pesach. I'm going to have to read it to you. I'm sorry, I read it to you from another source which you don't have. The Beis Yosef in Hilchos Megillah. So today is Shushan Purim. I keep repeating that. We're holding deep still in Hilchos Megillah today. Tav Reish Pei Tes. You can get on the board. Why not? We already finished the Mordechai Tav Shin Pei. We just leave on Tav Shin Ayin Tes. We can leave it. We don't have. Okay. Get me the Beis Yosef Rebosai. It's going to be seen on the screen in a minute. It's in Tav Reish Pei Tes. Where should you start? Mm-hmm. Start from Moshe Rabbeinu B'Shem Ba'alachos Gedolos. Okay, good stuff. Very good. So we have the famous Baha'i, which we spoke about, which told us that No, 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 no. You have to go back. I can go back earlier. You didn't think right. Can I go back earlier? I misspoke. Earlier, the very first piece. Look at this. Avodim Mishukhrarim Ayud. Could cause of a Ramba. The Torah Avodim. It means Mishukhrarim. Ilu Avodim Shemalabatal Shem Avdos. We didn't know Shem Shiskir Achakainu Nilmat. The Kol Mitzvah Shishir Chayas and Avod Chayam and Chayabahen. The Afal Pish and Chiyav Ishav and Mitzvah Salam Shem Avon and Rosal and Ace. Or Mehu Taim Aikil Achayubi Avodim. Why? Shagam Heim Hoyu Besafik Sakona. Came in the Mulam Hoyu. Like Hitler killed every circumcised even Goyim, so there's a Homer to kill the Avonim or Mulim. Umiyu, the Divrei HaMefarshim, the Afer and Hoyabos Hanes, Hainu, Lomar, Shayadei Isha Nasa Hanes, Efsha, the Ein Lilmon Minoshim Avonim, the Kevin Shimitz Mangroma, Avonim Peturim. Look at this now. The Beis Yosef says the status of Avonim should depend on Rashi Betosis. If it's the Pshat, that they were also included in the Sakana, so then we can even argue maybe an Avodah or a Sakana. But if the Pshat is that they created the miracle, Esther created the miracle, not the Avodim, a fascinating Beis Yosef, a fascinating Beis Yosef, right in front of you. You read it, right there in front of you. Oh. Comes along Rabosai, the Sfasemes, here in Megillah Daf Dalet to the Beis Yosef is wrong. Avodim should be chaya for sure. Why? Dino Keisha. Dino Keisha. And when it says Afin Hoyo Bos, all that means, says this Fasemes, that's not the reason to be for the Chiyuv. That is the proof that they were included in the original Takana Sahamim. Once they're included, Avodim are included automatically. Were it not for that, Rabosai, were it not for that, they should be potter even according to Tosis. Why? Because there was no sakana. What do you mean there's no sakana? We say we were in sakana. What do you mean we're sakana? We weren't alive then. What does it mean? Our fathers, mother's mother were alive then. If they would have been killed, we wouldn't be here. So we were in sakana. But the Eved, whose great great grandfather was a guy. So he was never in any sakana. So suggests the Sfasemes. What about the Ger? What about a Ger? Sure enough, Sram quotes Ger too. To tell you the Chiddush that a Ger and an Eved Meshuchrar, who are both Rabosai males, Jews, they are chayav no matter what. We don't take into account the history of what kind of sakana they may or may not have been in. Finished. Yes.
I mean, it says that you should be as if you were there. So therefore,
that's by Pesach, not by Purim.
Oh.
Okay. We'll count. Okay, you're right. Okay. Very good point. Very good point. This will answer the kasha of Tosis from Matzah. Right. The question from Matzah was: we just saw Tosis from Megillat Avdalot. Who needs? You have a heck. What is the heckish? When you're not going to ask, who needs a hekesh? The answer is as follows. The answer is, you require a hekesh. Even if women will be chayim in the raisa, based on afenhoi bos manes, you need the hekesh to include, believe it or not, who? Who? Avodim. Because Avodim have the status of nashim. Whatever it's his legal status, as opposed to historical status. Adkan, fascinating. Comes a velvet brisker, the opposite of Sfasemes. The total opposite. You can find it printed, and they have downstairs the stencils. An Erech and Dav Gimel. Erech and Dav Gimel, that's when this Kansuga comes up again. Right? The women. As a matter of fact, the Mordechai and Megillah, that's still somewhere there, and the Kishka's here. He quotes Erech and Dav Gimel. We'll come to it a little bit later on. So the Brisk Rovers are not that. There he says as follows. No! Afen hoyu ba'oso anes is the very essence of the obligation of women. It's an independent obligation. Really, they're potter legamrei from the ikar chiyuv, a new chiyuv. It's not the reason that we do not apply the exemption of zman grama. No, it's a velvel. Zman grama does apply. The original obligation that was included to a man does not exist with respect to women. It's a brand new obligation. A brand new obligation of Afen Hayu, but also Anais. Atkan Divir Avelvel. That's what I told you on Thursday. It's a whole different character of the obligation. It's not Zeichel Anais, it's Pirsim Anais. It's a whole, they attack a potter from Pirsim Anais, it's non Garama. Mamash Avelvel says, now I want to put my words into his mouth, that would be an overstatement. But the Iki is so stationary Avelvel, that the obligation of women is a separate obligation against the Sfasemis. Sfasemis says that because of this logic, the Pturus Magama does not apply. Supplies to Avodim. Comes to Velma and says, the Rama says, Meshacharim. Why not Avodim? That's exactly the point. It is his Mangarama, and therefore there's no obligation. There's a brand new Chiyuv on women, and that Chiyuv was never stated with respect to Avodim. Fine. Let's turn to if I want that Mordechai, I can get it. How do I do that? Just scrolling up?
No, it's on.
Oh, so how do I do press this button? Right, so I'll still be able to get the other one too?
Yeah. Here, no, way down.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh. Let's read the Mordechai what it says. Again, forgive me for a minute. Just give me one moment.
Hello?
Semi-emergencies. Again? Maybe not. I can't figure out what this is. Let's go. We're back on. So now, we're reading here. Look what it says over here. Again, we saw this already. The Bahag. Right away from a Tosefta. The man can read for a woman can read for a man. Noshim Avonim Muktana Ptura Milikwa Samagila. But first a Tosefta. And Bahag passes this way. Chayos ben Mishma Megillah. Yerushalmi. Bakapora. So the crows of the Fnei. Anoshim, Noshim Muktan. Anoshim is a typo. Noshim Muktanim. Shaben Hoyab also anates. The Sophic Lahar of the Hule. And there's no Kashim in the Tosef. So the Noshim Chayos ben Shmia. Below Bikriya. And therefore they cannot be Motzi men. I Erechim. What's more than Erechim? What does it mean? Noshim Ksheres Mimikra Megillah Pirish Lahotzi Noshim Kamosan. Look at this now. The Salkadaipta Shaloy Kriyasim Khashuva Lahotzi Afilu Noshim Kamash Malon. Look at this. Amazing. There's a Havamina. A woman can read for a woman. Turiyama said that's ridiculous. How can that be? That's ridiculous. How can the woman have to read for a woman? Insane. Rabbi Yos says, women make a bracha on Mishma Megillah. Even if they read for themselves. And look at this last line now. Mesakler Avyoi, Kotten Motzil Afuke Noshim. The Shema Afagav the Tavaya Ptura Mikriya Vachayav Mishmiya. Dilma Ein Chayuv Chayav and Bishaveh. Quotes from Mar and Shabbos. Rabbi said, what's the Havamina of the Avyoi? How can a woman, an underage boy read for a woman? She's Chayav and Mitzvahs and he's not Chayav and Mitzvahs. The Brisker of seems to be oblivious to this Mordechai. This says it's ridiculous. A woman is chayev herself in Shmiya, and a katan, of course, is not chayev. The man's chayev to read for him. This goes back to our Ashash, the first thing today's shir. Whenever there's a chayev against, who's the chayev on? Is it on the quote recipient, or is it on the, I don't know how to say it, the person who's doing it, giving him the wine, reading the Megillah? So the brisker, I'm assuming, is a pashut. And the chiyuv is only on a woman, but a kid can't have any chiyuv. It's impossible. Chiyuv's not chayv in any mitzvahs. Whereas the Mordechai, according to Rav Yoh, is not so sure. Is not so sure at all. Not so sure. The truth is, I don't know where the Brit Rav took his thing from. Because we have an often a Torah in the Megillah that tells us that a woman, perhaps a boy under the age of Bar Mitzvah, could read the Megillah for you and me too. Rabbi Yehuda says so. Rabbi Yehuda Machshav Katan. How can it be? The Tosis says, look, the boys are Rabbanan and Megillah is the Rabbanan, so we're both the Rabbanan. The Brisk Rav should jump up and down. What are you talking about? The boy's not Chayiv. This goes back to a Rashi and Tosis and Besefta Brachas. What's Pshat that a boy is Chayiv in benching before 13? Is it Pshat that he's Chayiv? Or his father's Chayiv to teach him? Nafkamina, is it conceivable that the boy can bench for his father? According to our Gersa, the answer to that is yes. The boy of 12 ate a Kadei Sviya. The father of 40 ate what? Ate Kazayas. They're both Rabbanon. Ben Mevarach the Arab and Ben Kot. According to our Gersa, Rabbanon has Kot. Rabban has different Gersa. But how can the Ritz Gerav just knock it out of hand with a wave of a hand? How's it possible? Everyone with me so far? I'm trying to explain this as clearly as I can. So the Brisk Rav said he sees no way to equate children with a woman. And here in Rav Yor sounds like it really is the same, which on a simple level means that they both have an independent obligation based on the Sefer and the Megillah Tosef, if you're testing the Beis. That says of a Farish. Says of a Farish. We'll see soon. The truth is, Rav Osai, that the Lashon of the Rishalmi that we saw quoted in the Mordechai gives an impression that there is no chiyuv on the cotton, nor is there a chiyuv on the woman. So the cross of ifnei anoshim uktanim shafen hayu bioso hanes b'sofek laro. And if you look at the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi himself, the same person, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who said on the Gemara, what did he do? He gathered his household together and read the Megillah for them. Look, a case can be made, Rav Osai. Flip side, the equation of the Rav Yoh of women and children is not because a child is chayiv, because a woman is not chayiv either. Neither is chayiv. A woman is only supposed to be give the opportunity, this is politically incorrect, give the opportunity to a husband to fulfill his obligation of reading the Megillah for his wife. She has to be there. You can't do without a woman. And the same as Ran. The Ran has the kasha and the Sefta Kiddushin. Mitzvah bo yosri b'shlucha. But she's potter from Puru Ravu. But the answer to the Ran is, psh, man, she's potter. No man can do Puru Ravu without a woman. So therefore she's a critical component of the Puru. Yes, I'm sorry.
If women in Ketanim are equivalent because they don't have
no... Neither has an obligation, right.
So what does it mean that Katan will be able to read for women? He doesn't have... There's no concept of motzi anymore. That's still an
explanation. In a chinami, if the Katan reads for the woman, so then the how should we say it? The general idea of a woman's participation in the mitzvah, which is she's supposed to be a sounding board, that's what it boils down to, has been satisfied, which is a sounding board for a child who's 12 years old. The best I can do with this possibility. Now hold on a second. I'm reading to you, Rabosai, these following yourself. This is the moment I've wrong. I think this is so incredible that you're not going to believe it unless you put it on the board. Same simon, tough resh pay test. I need two moment I've wrongs. I need a moment I've wrong. Let's see what numbers. I need a moment I've wrong. I think perhaps Hay and Zion. Hey, Vav and Zion. Give me three Magen Avrahams if you can.
Hey, Vav and Zion?
Yeah, Magen Avraham. Okay. Go to Oh, we have the whole thing. Great. Look at this now. You're not going to believe this. Vav. Look at this now. Uvemedrish hanelam rus. It sounds like it's Kabbalistic, but don't jump to conclusions. Kosav. Look at this now. The lotikra li atzma rak tishma mehanoshim. She can't read for herself. How does she care for other women? She can't read for herself. What's pshat? Pasha pshat is she has no obligation to read the Megillah whatsoever. And therefore, the appropriate thing for her is not to read for herself, but to go hear from the men. Because if she reads for herself, she's taking away from the man's obligation to try to read for women. She's reading herself. She's being independent. A modern woman. Yeah. The more the merrier. Obviously, the more people you're able to read the Megillah for, the better off you are. Uh-huh. That's why he brought in his whole family. This is quite remarkable. Quite remarkable. This is incredible. Incredible. What?
I'm not saying it didn't hear.
I didn't say it's Kabbalistic. It truly comes in the Medrash HaNelam. We're trying to make halachic sense out of it without Kabbalah. That the way that the Chiyah was drafted. Is that the man should read for the woman? And I said, look, remember the Rosh Hashanah by the Arba Kaisis? If you have the Bryce Omen. I read that we saw the Rosh Hashanah today. The man has to give his wife wine, his Isha Bala Masamah. He quotes it. That's how we started with that for that reason. Let's go a little bit further, Abosa. Let's assume that this is still, after all, a little bit of a radical Shita. Let's assume that the woman has an obligation, can read for herself, and is obligated to hear the Megillah. We can still make the following comment. We can still make the following comment. We can say like this, that a husband has an obligation to read for his wife, even if she has an obligation to hear it as well. And that's perhaps the reason, Rabbi Osai, why the bracha Lishmoa Megillah is used. So we make the bracha, we saw it in the Rav Yod, the Ramah, Lishmoa Megillah. We mentioned perhaps on Thursday a little bit why, to emphasize that the woman should not read the Megillah for a man. If they make the same bracha, you'll think they'll make this. Normally, she can volunteer to make a bracha on Zman Gerama, but here we're afraid she's going to read the Megillah for a man, which is going on in certain places even to this day. So, to emphasize that it cannot be done, we tell her to make a bracha of the Shema Megillah, not volunteer to make a Mikra Megillah, she makes a bracha on the Tilas Lulav, etc., etc., etc. That's a pshat which I told you from a long time ago. Now, a new pshat, I both said. She's completely mufkas and kriyas and Megillah. She can't even read for herself. So even if she's obligated to hear the Megillah independently, not meant to be a sounding board for somebody else, but she's completely mufka from the chiyuv of kriya completely. And she's not even able to volunteer for it. And the reason they did it is, again, to facilitate the greater fulfillment of the man to read the Megillah for the woman. This is going to explain the tzad of the Rav Yoh, that a cotton could read for a woman a little bit, because they're both completely mufka from Korea. Again, it could be said. And even if you'll say it's phallus, that a woman could read for other women, which is the halacha lemaisa. Lemaisa, despite the Mogan Avram, Pasha Pshat, she could read for other women. But we can at least understand the Havamina. You couldn't believe it before. We saw it in the Mordechai. A Havamina, a woman should be able to read for a woman. What's a Havamina? At least it's good enough for a Havamina, at least. The court to the moment she can't read for herself. So at least have a Havamina, she can't read for herself, she can't read for other women. She's Mufkul the Gami from Korea. Kamash Malan, she can read for women, but cannot read for men. This is apparently the opinion of the Rav Yoh quoting from the Bahag. Now, comes along with the Turei Evan, Rabbi Osai. The Turei Evan, something amazing. What'll happen if there's a man who's an ignoramus and a woman who's a scholar? And on Purim they find themselves together, the sun's about to set in half an hour, and the woman says to the man, you know, I'll read the Megillah, you listen. Should he listen or shouldn't he listen? Yeah.
You see, just
Says the Turei Evan, he should listen to her. Why? Says the Turei Evan as follows. Turei Evan says, as an independent answer to the question of why women should read for men, not the pshat, the bahag is a slave. The same result. You may recall we spoke a little bit on Thursday of the pshat and the bahag, that maybe Shmia means Megillah, and Kriya means either Hallel, or Kriya means Zecher HaMolek. We did that was pshat and a little bit shver, even though suggested by great Gedolim of the last century, the Aras Sameach, the Marcheshes. We had a bit of a pshat with the Avnei Nezer, taking half of his pshat and giving our own pshat. It was Pesum and Nisa. But let me tell you the term of his own pshat, his own independent pshat. Namely, women are chayav midirabonim. Men are chayav midirei Kabbalah. What does Kabbalah mean? Divrei Nevi'im. It says in the pasuk we read it yesterday, Ha'im ha'me'el nizkarim v'nasim. Nizkarim v'nasim is the chayav of the reading of Megillah on Purim. This obligation is midirei Kabbalah. Obligated on men. Women only chayav on a lower level, and therefore they cannot read for men. Says the Turei Evan, but you should know that when the Chazal came along and obligated a woman on a lower level of the Rabbanim, men are included in that too. Therefore, the woman should read for the man if she's a scholar, he's an Amoret, so at least he can discharge the additional level of obligation, the level of Rabbosai, Afen, Hoya, Bosso, Anais, which is a the Rabbanim, the Gechir. So Mrs. Main Chir, is a very Kabbalah, but she's not on that level. But Biyotchi is Mainachir, Atkan, the word of the Turei Evan even throws in as Zaloshin that an Isha, even assuming that Megillah has completed the Rabbanon, he throws in a Loshin that a woman is a double the Rabbanon. Why double the Rabbanon? Because the whole Megillah is the Rabbanon, and the obligation of a woman is also the Rabbanon, even if it had been a Daraisa. So therefore, it's an interesting idea. It would be a double the Rabbanon, as Tosfos talks about in Megillah, New Testament base with the cotton. We possibly cannot be Motzi because double the Rabbanon can Motzi single the Rabbanon. You look at Turei Evan and Megillah Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. That's Pshat Rabbosai in the Gemara and Erech and Daf Gimel. La Suya, that a woman should read for a man. The man can't read, no man around. In a desperate last minute effort before Shkia, the woman should read for the man. Obviously, no. You might have thought, says the Turei Evan, he was so prescient. Also, the Mizrach, there'll come a time in 2011 when the woman will read for men, not the last minute, and there are many men around. Come Ashbalon, we weren't worried about it. I guess, okay, we're not worried about it when we're in desperation, something about the set, and no men around. But other than that, we should be very careful. Okay, fine, Adkan. The Turei Evan, yes, sir.
Just halakha l'maisa, I mean, we would say this certainly just because not everyone holds the halakha.
Correct, obviously. Now, there's a Tosfos in Sukkah. Did I read that Tosfos in Sukkah on Thursday? I don't remember. Tell me if I did or didn't. Who remembers? Did we do a Tosfos in Sukkah on Thursday? I don't think we got that far. Tosfos in Sukkah, daf lamed chesem and aleph. If we did, it doesn't have to hurt the chazer. Two lines. And I know it. It's two lines. I don't know what you're doing. Literally two lines. We'll see in the Magen Avraham. Two lines of Tosfos. Rabim Zila Behu Milsa. Who wants to translate Zila Behu Milsa?
They don't take it seriously.
It's not becoming for the Rabim that a woman should read for them. There are Megillah, the Noshim Chayavas Ba, who Pirish Malachas Gedolos, the Noshim Motzias as a Rabim the Chavas in the Megillah. What does it sound like, Rabosai? A whole new pshat where a woman should read for a Megillah because of Kavod HaTzibur. Now, did he say that the Bahag said that? What it sounds like, I don't think he really said that. I'm reading through again, one more time. Inayim should the Rabbim Zilib Milsa, Dari Megillah, Noshim Chayavas Ba, Upirish Valochas Kedolos, then Noshim Valtzias Rabbim Lechavos in the Megillah. He said it, the Bahag. The Bahag is this reason? Absolutely not. His reason was Shmi and Kriya. We're just saying that, you know, the Bahag's Pshat could be explained differently as well. As a matter of fact, the Smag is the same as Tosfos. He never mentions the word Bahag. Who quotes this Magen Magen Avraham? Right over here. The Magen Avraham. Hey. Lo damil in their Chanukah. The smag asks the question. The smag after his 6:13 mitzvah has mitzvahs to Rabbanim. Number four is Megillah. I looked it up in the smag and I haven't. I mean, sure. The shani Megillah, the havik of kriyas haTorah smag. Obviously, the smag is with the same mahalach as the Tosfos Sugah Daf Lamed Ches, but he doesn't mention the word Bahad. He said it on his own. Then the smag is about the Tosfos. Seems the Tosfos never put that into the Bahad's mouth. It won't, doesn't fit into the Bahad's mouth. Bahad said Shmi and Kriya.
Yeah.
Lamed Ches Amar Al, the last two lines in Tosfos, so not that. You'll see it. Doesn't say. I'm reading. It's a little creative. But I'd rather say that it's like the smag. Whenever mentioned Bahag, then put this into the Bahag's mouth, and he clearly didn't say that. Okay, so it's another alternative view. Pirish is the most important word of the Magen Avraham. What's that word? Read it to me. Upsula nekabar atzibur. What a chiddush. What's psula mean? Even what? Even b'di'evit. I wouldn't have said this. You know, I'm a tough guy. I wouldn't have said this. I would have said if a woman read the Megillah for a man, according to this person, she goes to b'di'evit. All right, there was no kavod atziva, but b'di'evit? He says, no, psula. Wow. Psula. What if a woman reads the Torah? Didn't know what happened. The Megillah would say, psula. You have to be laying all over again. That's what he says. And he goes further. V'lochein afilu liyochen en motzi, en motzio, the low plug. What? Reish Aleph Mem. Who's that?
Abraham.
Who's that? What's his name?
Blazer.
Rabbi Leo Mizrahi. Has a pirish on the smag. I have it in my smag in the shul. I looked it up in the back. He says on the Magal Rebbe was Makatsa. This is what the Ra'am said, the Mizrahi. The Mizrahi says that is the problem over here. This explains why the woman can't read in it with a minion. But Megillah doesn't require a minion. Zok the Ram Mizrahi like this. Yes, but when it comes to Kavod HaTzibur, there's a comparison between Kriyas HaMegillah B'Tzibur and Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur. When it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, it's only B'Tzibur. You can't have less than a minion. So therefore, since the woman is excluded from Kriyas HaTorah because of Kavod HaTzibur, she's Psula, low plug, that she's excluded from Kriyas HaMegillah, not only B'tzibur, but B'yochad as well. That's what the Mizrahi says. Psh, a chiddush. All there. It's there. You can have a smack downstairs, the Mizrahi in the back. I have it in my shul. Look it up. It says so. It's really there. It's a whole new approach of Osai. In my view, it has nothing to do with the Bahagas. We have it. A whole different approach. And the Ra'am goes, the smack goes further. It says like this. Even though they're making by Megillah more than Kriyas HaTorah, not here. What does he mean? Presumably he means that he says that everyone knows in Megillah, the third parak, HaKoreas HaMegillah Omein V'Yoshev. You can sit down and read the Megillah. But it's Kriyas HaTorah not. Why not? Atah Po Avon Imadi. Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore, there's a distinction within, that's a unique Dibay Amidah. But as far as the Kavanat Tzibur aspect, there's no difference between Megillah and Kriyas HaTorah. And Lo Pluk, as the Ram said, applies to Yachid as well, and she's even Psula. That's amazing. That's amazing. It's a whole new sheet. A whole new sheet. Yes?
What would the Ram say about her reading for herself?
No problem. I think so. Yes?
I thought Rebbe said she would be excluded from Megillah even if she's reading for herself.
Really?
Because of the Lo Pluk from
that's going to take a Lo Pluk pretty far, if you ask me.
So what did
I thought that she could even read for herself or for other women? According to the this understanding of the smack. That's why I understood. I understood the Bahag that way too, Pshuto. I think it's just a I don't use the word radical, but it's what word should I use? A sheet that's yachin, and she can't read for herself or for other women. Pashma she can. Well, maybe I haven't made it out that way. But the sheet that's yachin is enough to illuminate us that there's something going on over here. Not so posh. It's interesting. I saw in the sefer the Chelkas Yoav in Orach Chaim Siman Lamed Vav. He says women are chayav in shmir and kriya. You know why? They didn't know how to read. They didn't know how to read. They didn't know how to read. They never were chayav them. He says Bnei Kfarim also, he claims, are only chayav in shmir. The only chayav in shmir. That's why a ben ear can read for a ben krach. Rashi says on that base. The Ran says it's impossible. Because not a bar chayuv, but Tarsus Yivam said Yudal, he has the kasha. Going to be. He answers the chelkas yoav. No. A woman, a ben ear can read for a ben krach, because it's for a ben kfar. Because ben kfar, because they're amaratzim. They only have a chayuv shmir. A woman's in Amoritz, they gave her only a chiyuv of Shmir. I, the obvious question becomes, we're still on a bar chiyuva, can a chayr is shot to the cotton read for a woman or a ben kfar? What do you think? Yes or no? Huh? The Shonat says the Chelkas Yoav, you know why? Because it says in Chul that you're based in Gimel, that a chayr is shot to the cotton have no machshava to relate to anybody else. That's what it says. They have no machshava. Ain't la machshava, even machshavta the keres b'toch matzah. They can't be mashmiya to somebody else. But a woman could be yotzek a ben kfar from a ben ir, and isha like a ben kfar. What they have in common? They didn't know how to read yesteryear. Then he goes further. He says a man, Rabbi Osai, a man is potter from shmiya. Against the Torah, Yavim said that women with men are chayav both. Potter from shmiya. What's his raya? What about somebody who's not mashmiya liyozno? I read the Megillah and I don't hear myself. So the Yotze. See, there's no chiyuv of shmiya. Whoa. Is that really true? So over here we have Rabbi Osai Cheresh. The Shulchan Aruch that if I hear from a Cheresh, you're not Yotze. Bach, Posek, the Shomem, and a Cheresh, Yotze, and the Eved. Okay. That's a machlekes hakadot. Is it, the Machaber says a cherish is not yotze, and the if I hear a cherish I'm not yotze, and then the Bach disagrees with Rabbi Yosef Kar with the Shulchan Aruch. Now, why is it by Eino Mashmir Liozna? What's the din over there? So, but we had a Beis Yosef somewhere. This it maybe? Tour. This. Oh. Beis Yosef, I'm getting the hang of these things. Thank you very much. Gradually, we're getting places. Gradually. So where's Cheresh? Cheresh, here we go. Cheresh. So the question is as follows, we're both saying. He has the question, you shouldn't trust me. The Rabbanan say that a cotton can't work. The Rabbanan, that's the Rabbanan, Mavet Rabbanan, Kamina, prepared with Shemesh, the Brochus, Afkhaf, I told you, Ben Mabarach, Yavim, Afishu Kotten, Ar Girsa, Yotzi, the Vikosa, Bukala, Hosam, Bachel, Shir, the Rabbanan, Hosam, Kotten, Shkir, the Rabbanan, Mavet, yeah, Achanami, name of it, for it's what it is, Lodomi, the Kriyas, the Megillah, Leka, Chidu, the Rafil, the Gadol, the Melabad Rabbanan, the Kotten, and the Chay, the Rabbanan, the Shamit, the Gadol, Leka, the Chad, the Rabbanan, the Megillah, the Hosi, trade the Rabbanan, Umapik, Chad, the Rabbanan. That's very nice. What about Cheresh? Okay. 1 second, please. Oh, the Rambam paskins cheresh shomer menu lo yotza. Why? Oh, he makes the following suggestion. When it comes to kriyah shomer paskin ein lo shmili yozno is yotza. Okay. Megillah lo yotza. Why? Why? Megillah Shani, look at this now, very important. Debinan ba pirsume nisa. B'chol shlo shmiya la'azno, leka pirsume nisa. Look at this. If you don't hear it, Rabosai, there's no pirsume nisa. Rabosai, what the Beis Yosef is saying is as follows. He holds like me, he goes beyond me. I told you, pshat, pirsume nisa shmiya. I gave you the lumdus wine. He asked this person, who conducted my poll? He asked people going out of shul on Motzei Shabbos, how they fulfill the mitzvah. No one did it? Oh, you guys. Could have done it. But it's Kikili, you did it. The pshat is that they think they heard the Megillah. The average person is not so sophisticated to know as if he read the Megillah. Because why? Shomea, no. Shomea Kona. That one's so sophisticated to know Shomea Kona. Oh. So I thought that if a man reads the Megillah and is Eino Mashmir Liyazno, He's Yotze. I didn't hear it. No, but it's presumptuous that he read it. Rabbi Yosef Kar took my shtickle Torah a step further. True, that may be the reason for it, but once that reason exists, they ordained an independent chiyuv shmiya. If you don't hear it, either because you're a cheresh, you cannot hear, because you put cotton in your ear and you don't hear, according to the Rabbi Yosef Kar, you would not be Yotze. And the Mishnah Berurah passes halacha lemaisah. To be choshen, make sure you hear it. Not to read it. If you're a cheresh, you have no choice. You have to read it anyway, but do the best you can. But if otherwise, you should make sure that you yourself hear it. Very important. Very, very important. Yes?
Could we maybe say that the presuming least aspect is just saying it loud enough that someone else can hear it?
That's what I would have thought. I'm with you. This is an amazing chiddush in Beis Yosef. I never would have said it, but the Beis Yosef did say it. He did say it. My Rebbe, Zichrona Lebracha, had a whole shiur about this, which he also said the same yisod, based on two Beis Yosefs. Two Beis Yosefs. This is one of them. There's an independent obligation of Shmiya. There's another one. The other one, Rabbi Osai, where am I up to here? Somewhere in this whole thing, there's a discussion, believe it or not, halacha lemaisa, although we don't have it really, of Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chor. Anyone see it coming up? Oh, here's that Yerushalmi. Here, look at this. Rabbi Shua ben Levi have a machnish b'nei beisei v'kori kameon. Take beisei meal. You shouldn't believe me. Here it is in Beis Yosef. That's Yerushalmi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the same person. Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Who can find for me, as skimming the screen, Eved, Avodim, or Chatzi Eved? Anyone see anything here?
Search for
it. Instead of searching, why don't you search yourself when you're using your own eyes? Here it is. Found it. Here we go. It's right here. I just had it. Here we go. Chetzi Eved Chetzi Ben Chorin Afilu Mino Eino Motzi Afilu Eino Motzi. Where does it say that? It's Tosefta. Why? It's by Tkiah Shofar. Ukvan is Bar Sham. Look at this now. In Shilu Shofar. The Chetzi Eved Chetzi Ben Chorin Afilu Atzmo Eino Motzi. You can't be Motzi yourself. Unbelievable. The Rama quotes this. You can't be Motzi yourself. Why? Who knows Gemara Shana? Who knows the Gemara by heart? What is about Lashon of the Gemara Rosh Hashanah? Anybody know it? Right. Rosh Hashanah Chaf Tesem and Aleph. The Gemara says about Chetzi Eved, Chetzi Ben Chorin. Lo Otzi Tzad Avdus Umapik Sad Cherus. Amazing. Lo'osi Sad Avdus Umapik Sad Cherus. Second. Befurish. Ulo Atvo Enamotzi. Again. For the same reason. This is the last few lines on Chav Tetzim and Aleph. How could Rabbi Yosef Kar extend this to Megillah? You mean to tell me it applies to Krishma? Can't read it himself? It applies to Lulav? He can't hold it himself and make a bracha on it? No. It's because of Chiv of Shmiya. And therefore the person is doing two things. He's the Kore and the Shomea. He's doing two different things. If he's saying Shema, he's just reading it. He's holding the Lulav, he's just holding it. That's okay. Here is the Kari and the Shomea. So half is this and half is that. Doesn't work. You see from these two Beis Yosefs, Rabbi Osai, that he holds an independent Chi of Shmiya. My Rebbe said, in my opinion, it's not Mukhra. You could say that the reason for the Chi of Shmiya is Pesumanisa. And if you read it, it's even a bigger Pesumanisa than you hear it. No, but the Briskas say no. They introduced a separate Chi of Shmiya. That's why the problem of the Cheirish and the problem of Chatzi and Chatzi Melchor. Wow. Amazing. Amazing. Fine. Rabbi Osai, this is a digression with respect to Purim. We're now ready to more or less go back to Pesach. It was an important digression. It wasn't Shalom and Yonah. It's all on Yonah. But let's turn around. Let's go back to Pesach now. Back to Atosis. Kuf Ches Amud Beis. Come on. Pirish Rashbam. Tosis Hoyer. Sha'al yodam nigalu v'chem v'megillah de yester v'chayra de yehudis. So kasha, the af mashma she'ein on ikar. It's a famous kasha against Shitas Rashbam. The word af to the kafis tamarim says, with some people before who was looking with raised their eyebrows when I read you a mafurish gemara that says you have it in the Rashi. B'schar noshim tzidkonius nigalav osenu also adam. What about us? We men have chopped liver. Oh, ladies man. So the some will say no. Kapas Tamarim says there was also schus ovis. There was schus Moshe v'Aaron. So afein hoyim means that even they, the noshim tzidkonius, also help us get out of Mitzrayim. So the af fits in even according to the Rashba. Ah, the men are all shaking their heads. Ah, it struck like a responsive chord in this shir, all male shir, Baruch Hashem. Okay? Okay. I'm not saying who's right. I'm just saying that that's what some say. The Kapas Torah suggests it. Even in the schus of the Nashim. Presumably, about the Siyo by Chanukah, Mordechai by Purim. I mean, you know, men were not complete non-combatants. I may use that expression. Or, as others suggest, Afen Haribosu Hahanes means not only were they all involved in Sakana, but the women even were primary in facilitating the miracle. So you need both Svaras, the Sakana as well as the miracle workers. This would explain the answer to Stir and Rashi. Rashi says, Afen Haribosu Tzidkonios, and Rashi and Megillah says, because they were would have been killed by Haman Yemach Shmo, and therefore they were saved. Stira and Rashi, it's no, both reasons are true. The reason of their being saved is the main reason, and Af is yet an additional reason that the women were instrumental in facilitating the miracles of Purim and Pesach and Chanukah, etc. So two different ways to get out of the problem of the word Af according to this misunderstanding. Let's explain Rashi as well. Yes, sir.
So why does Rashi split it in each place, and one place he only focuses on?
I can't answer that question. I don't know. Rabosai, Tosis here said, as I mentioned earlier today, you do not apply the principle of Af and Rabosu Anes to a mitzvah d'oraisa. Okay? Comes Rabbi Kiva Eger in his Pirish on the Mishnayis, in the Sefer Megillah. You get what you want on Mishnayis? No. Okay. You can look it up in the Mishnayos and Megillah, Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet, the following lumdus to explain our tosis. Why is Afhein applied to the Rabbanis and not to the Doraisa? What if the rule of Kol Tikkun, the Rabbanis came to the Doraisa Tikkun? This is the Ki Vegas file, very beautiful lumdus. Rabbosai, there is a formal tour of Mitzvahs Asei Shazman Geromim. Once that formal tour exists, Chazal declined to make women obligated. There was some who claimed, you look at Birkei Yosef, take a look yourself at Simon Tov Ayin Gimel, Sivkot Tetzov, I should have had it in front of him, so I don't. We'll go further and say, the Chazal not only didn't, they couldn't. They couldn't. But the rabbinic will, women, they couldn't. The answer. The famous Taz. The Taz in three places. Three. It's in Chosh Mishmat Simon Beis. It's in End of Aruch Chaim. I think in Ilchus Shofar Lulav. And it's in Yerodea. In Ilchus Skor with Rav Masurim. I think Kuf Yudayim. Who says as follows? Quotes the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin. Bez din makin v'onshin shalom din Torah v'lo lavar al divrei Torah. It's a funny lashon. Bez din go over divrei Torah. Yes, bez may be tempted to prohibit something which the Torah explicitly permits. They lack the power to do so. They cannot asachel levano. Possibly just read, right? You also the chabalah. Did we read it on Shabbos? Anybody? About courage? Yeah, we read it. I think so. A little bit tipsy. And he read a pasuk first by Chalev. It's Buddha b'chol malacha. Chazal have no ability to ask for a tzitzitas. The flip side is when the Torah exempts a woman from a certain obligation, the rabbis have no ability to obligate her. Wow. Flip side of the tax. Therefore, when it comes to Dinim Doraisa, where the Torah explicitly exempts women from Zman Groma, the rabbis simply cannot do anything about it. Hands are tied. Comes to Mrs. Sensei de Rabbana, which they enact in the first place. All right. So they can enact women the same as they can enact men. They can obligate women the same as they obligate men. It's all their original cheshire from the very beginning. This, what he says, is no special tikkun for women. They're mamish like men against the Turi Emin. The Turi Emin said the men are chayim adivri kabbalah, women are chayim adivri rabbana. He says, no. They're all chayim on the same level. They're all obligated at the same time. So that's what Mekiv Eger in explaining this day in Tosis. Of course, the Turi Emin could respond. That's this day in Tosis. We don't pass like this day. Speaking of the din of the Rabbanon, take a look at Tosis, the first Tosis. Sha'af ein hoyeb also anex. V'ilav ha'itayim alo hoyu chayobos mishum denoshim peturus v'mitzis ha'seishas mangroma. Af al gav de arbo kosis de Rabbanon ke'ein de oraisa tikkun. Tosis takes pains to say that the exemption of Zman Groma applies to the Rabbanans the same as it applies to the Oraisas. Same thing, no difference whatsoever. Says Mesoras Hashas, look at Tosis Brachas Chofam and Beis B'Tfilah. Anybody look it up? Guys, if they say to look it up, they gotta look it up. Look at Tosis says in Brachas Chofam and Beis. Tosa says, Rashi crossed out a certain girsa, about tefillah, Shrei tefillah derabbanani, Umay mitzvah sasei, Shai chiba. Tosa understood Rashi to mean that the p'tur of mitzvah asei, shezman groma, is limited to the orises, that are called mitzvah asei. Tosa disagrees with Rashi. And they say, no, women are potter from mitzvah asei, shezman groma, by the Rabbanas as well as by the Raises. So Tosafot is saying, what? Women are part of Zman Groma, even though Abakosis is the Rabbanan, came the Raises Tikkun in opposition to Shitas Rashi, as understood by Tosafot and Masechta the Brachas on Daf Chof Amud Beis. You ask me an obvious question against Shitas Rashi. Ask me the question. If Rashi is right, and Rabbeinu Tam said the same thing in Sefer Yosher, you can look it up, Simin Ayin, Sifkot Dal, in the Chumas part of Sefer Yosher. If Rashi and his grandson Rabbeinu Tam are right, when it comes to the Rabbanans, there's no Ptur. Of Zman Groma, what's new? Keep going. What? Whoa! What are you not going to go It applies to three of the Rabbanans, right? Chanukah, Megillah, Abakosis. What do you need it for? Abosa? What do you need it for? Psh, great cash. The answer is given, Abosa. To teach you that the Iker HaMitzvah over here is because of the Nes. What does that mean? I understand it to mean that the whole obligation came about because they were involved in that particular nes, and therefore, Rabosai, had there been a din de Rabbanon, it's limited to those involved in the nes, and had the women not been involved in the nes, they wouldn't be chayim. Even if they're chayim in all other Rabbanons, which are Zman Groma, but not here, because here the entire institution of the obligation came about because they were involved in the nes. If the women had been not involved in the nes, it wouldn't have been a problem. Had Haman displayed some chivalry, would have spared the women, then they wouldn't be chayiv in the first place. You know, they assume they are chayiv in all of the rabbanans, which is Zman Groma. Fascinating. I saw the quote from the Mikroi Kodesh in Chanukah, who quotes the Aderes. Who's the Aderes? Who knows the Aderes is? Of Cook's father-in-law. Rabbi Yo, David, Rabbinovitz Tumim, the Rabbi Mir, So he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He came up with a whopper idea. And the reason why women are chayev in mitzvah sasheshes is man gerama. The reason that women are chayev in the rabbanon is man gerama. You know why? Every rabbanon has a lav attached to it. A lav? Which lav? Lo sosu, like the Rambam. Rambam says the person disobeys and he's a din derabbanan in violation of lo sosu, believe it or not.
But it was never chal on them.
What?
It was never chal on them.
What do you mean?
They never did it to women. It was never applied to women. So
No. He's saying that women would be chayiv in the rabbonans because of the low sos. In other words, even if they put them on the rights of Zman Grama, the rabbonans, it's a low sasay. A low sasay, they're chayiv, and even if it is Zman Grama. Oh, the question that becomes the original question. Who needs Afen Haibos or Anais? The pilpul, the harifis. Who's the man dama over here? But who's the man dama? No, who's the man dama? Yeshua ben Levi. After the book in Gan Shas, where Yeshua ben Levi's name is mentioned. Who's the book in Gan Shas? Do a search. You're all book in Gan Shas. Do a search. In 2 minutes, you find where his name is mentioned in Shas. But one of the places mentioned in Shas Bavli is in Masechta Sukkah. In the Masechta Sukkah, listen to this now. In the Masechta Sukkah, Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, Yom Rishon Mitzvah Lulav, Mikan Ve'elech Mitzvah Zekenim. What does that mean? Simple Pshat, he says Pshat, that a person made a bracha only once. Huh? Like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. No bracha on a mitzvah the other 6 days of Sukkah because on the Rabbanon. Why not? We make a bracha on the Rabbanons. We make a bracha on the Rabbanons. And before the Gemara, Masechta Shabbos, the Sugya of Chanukah, on Daf Chav Gimel, I believe it is. Yeah. Hechan Tivano. How do we make a bracha on Chanukah? The answer is lo sosu. Ooh, says the Aderis. So the Rabbi Shuvan Levi said, lo sosu does not apply to Mitzvah Rabbanon. And therefore, he said, there's no bracha on lulav all 7 days. Therefore, there also would be no bracha on, there'd be no chiv of what? On the Arba Kaisis, because it's Man Gerama. I lo sosu. Rishon Levi denies Lo Sosur by the Rabbanon, and therefore he needs Afen Hayav also an ace. But since we paskin that there is Lo Sosur, he claims, that's why women of Chayav you don't even need Afen Hayav also an ace. But Rav left out the reason he suggests a chiddush pilpul from the Aderis. Okay, a pilpul. So now we come back to the real. This has been a very big pilpul, as a matter of fact. The whole day Shia is a superb dick. Little Adlo Yodadik, let's set our sights on Pesach. We have to get back. We cannot afford this luxury. We're back to Pesach. Are women chayav and sipi yetzias mitzrayim? Yes or no? Bottom line. I'm asking you. Three sheetas. Give me three sheetas. Are women chayav and the midst of the rice of sipi yetzias mitzrayim? Give me three sheetas. Yes. Yes, the rabbanon. Yes, the rice. Not at all. Right? That's what we spoke about for. So the base David, quoted by the Birka Yosef right there in Simon, now Simon, says that they're not chayv at all. They're not chayv at all based on our Tosis. But the rice says no afinoyim, also on this. Frek the chayodom, but women are chayv in Arba Kosis, Mefurisha Gemara. Arba Kosis are intertwined with Haggadah. How can you tell me the potter completely from the Haggadah? So what did the poskim say? You all have a Mishnah Brura. Please open up your Mishnah Brura to Simon Tav, Ayin Beis, Sif Yud Dalet. Tav Ayin Beis, Sif Yud Dalet. What does it say there? Gam Anoshim Chayavos V'Arba Kosos U'V'Chol Mitzvos hanagos ba'oso laila. Oh, Mishnah Brura. Afman Grama. Afen hayu ba'oso hanes. What's a Gemara? Mitzvos hanagos. Kagon. Gives examples. Matzah. For the enemy obligated. Moro. Presumably as well. Va'amiras hagoda. Oh, amiras hagoda. What level obligation do they have? So Matam, he knows the derivation from the Hekesh. Moro Rabbanan for all of us. What level obligation is Haggadah? He can't love the Mishnah Berurah. Because Matam is certainly derivation. So Moro is certainly the Rabbanan. Leaves us hanging about Haggadah. Doesn't tell us what level they're obligated on. They're certainly obligated against the base David. We're just not sure on what level obligation they have. So let me read you from my Siddur again. My Siddur, the Siddur comes in handy. Put my Siddur back today. Just level Chumash Baruch Hashem. And here's the Siddur. This Piyut and Shabbos Agodol. Again, keep going back to that same Piyut, which is kind of goes back to the Rishonim. We read last time the letter Resh. Remember? Rishon. That was the letter in it was the letter of Yosef. Well, how did we say it last time? Put in his name there. Yosef Hakotan Bar Shmuel Chazak. That's how the poem goes. We read Resh. Now we're going to read the Samach of Yosef. Sochu Shanoshim Trichos Liamtza B'chol Mila De Pisna B'lishimtza Afal Gav De Mitzvah Sejman Grama Bolo Nimtza Shekol Shiyesh De B'al Tochol Chometz Yesh B'kum Afal Matza. Whoa! It doesn't say just Matza. As b'chol milah de pisa, you get an impression since they're chayiv and matzah, they're chayiv and everything. It comes back to Rabbi Chana we mentioned earlier. The chayiv from the yotz of Shabbos Hagadol, you get an impression from here. The chayiv in Hagadah as well. B'chol milah de pisa, get a mishabur. You cannot tell. Alter Rebbe has beferish the chayiv and the rabbanon. I suggested that the raya of the chayodim can be deflected. Again, chayodim brought a raya and said that what? The abba is chayiv in what? In Haggadah. Because the chayiv and abba curses in coast number two is a chayiv Haggadah. Maybe not. Maybe women are not chayiv to have their four cups of wine in the order that men are. That's only zechel in eggs. They're only chayiv in pirsumi in eggs. You have to drink down four cups, good enough. Whoa, the shnifle of an arrow. That a woman can just drink it down, and you have to have it painstakingly in conjunction with Kiddush, Haggadah, benching, Hallel. What I said until now was a slight inaccuracy. I don't mind being corrected. I repeat, I'll say it again. Kiddush, Haggadah, benching, and Hallel. It's a slight inaccuracy in what I just said. What's that?
Hallel,
correct. Say what? What? Correct. Hallel is wrong on two counts. One, we say part of Hallel in the second coast. And two, in the fourth coast, we don't just say plain Hallel. What else do we say at the end? What's it called? It's called Hallel HaGadol and Birchas HaShir. Right? You saw so much more at the end of the Masechta. So it's not a completely accurate statement. Should have ramifications, Allah Chalam Isa, as we go forward. In any event, Rabbi said this is very, very serious question. And now, Rav Osai, I want to tell you my preview for tomorrow's shiur. I hope we get to tomorrow's shiur. That there were Tzvei Dinim and Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim. Did you see the chinuch, Rav Osai? I was on the Maram HaKomis. Saw the Minchas Chinuch? Who saw the Minchas Chinuch? Raise your hand. By tomorrow, you have to see Minchas Chinuch. You have to. That's critical for tomorrow's shiur. The end of Simchat Chavala. I want to discuss that. And I want to discuss what we skipped over completely. Arba Kosis. The whole Briskera, we basically skipped over the different Girsos and different than the Tzvei Dinim. We have to get to that. But I think it's more important that we first speak about a Din D'Oraisa of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim before going into a Din D'Rabbanan of Arba Kosis. They're both very important. But tomorrow's theme is Tzvei Dinim. I'll tell you now the coming attraction. It could be that the Haggadah itself is split into two parts. And my raya is from two mishnayas. They use. Who saw the mishnayas in Kufta Zayin? Raise your hand. Who saw those mishnayas? Almost everybody. Did you notice the two mishnayas? The first mishnah tells you, open up, just open it for a second. See what it says. Two mishnayas. Two mishnayas. The first mishnah tells you about the you pour the second cup and the manishtana. And how does it end? Maskel v'gnus v'msayim v'shvach v'doresh me'arami ovidovi atshigma kol ha'parsha kula. End of the mishnah. Where the next mishnah begin? Rabbi Gamliel Omer kol shlo omash shlo shedvar v'pedot v'mos elahein Pesach matzah moro. Everybody knows this. And after that he said b'chol dor v'dor chayavadam lira says hatzah. We'll see lira so laharis. See, he says two girsons on the side. It says it's laharis. The Rambam's girson. Kiliyotza mimitzrayim Shenema vigata levincha bayoma ulema babazeh also says mimitzrayim lefichach etc. 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 And it finishes up to the Mishnah. Could be Rabbi Osai. These two mishnayos are tzvei dinim. It's the first part and it's the second part. Could be they have different halachas. Could be that a woman's only chayim in the second part. Very bold. You don't believe it, huh? It's the Mishnah, often the Mishnah Brewer, it's going to be just 1 second. And often the Mishnah Brewer says so. It's on the Maram Makomos. I just don't know if I can find it in 1 second. You should have seen the Maram, you should have seen this by now. The Mishnah Brewer tells you that the women have to be there for the Seder. At the very least, the woman should be called in for what? Rabbi Gamliel Omer. The last time, where is that? Tough iron? Where is it? It's in the Maram Makomos. Can you find it right now? Can't find it. The women have to be called in for Rabbi Gamliel Omer. Okay? They shouldn't, right? You have to call them in for at least that. At least that. Rabbi Gamliel Omer. Okay? Rabosa, here it is. Tough iron gimel, sifkot and samach dalet. So if a woman has to go out and cook, so the first wide line, al kol pam she has to kiddush, u'ksharadir she'gilir megalil olam kol shalomar tichnos v'tishma. You have to do these two things. What about megalil olamer? What about all the whole things beforehand? It's possible that it's tzvei dinim and hagodah. Women are chayiv in one or the other. The only chayiv are megalil olamer, the second mishnah, but not chayiv in the maskul v'nos v'masamach of the first mishnah. Why should it be so? Tune in tomorrow from Seattle to Shmai. Okay.